You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Merk with the wonderful track God. Kia ora, Merk.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm lovely this morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's really nice to have you up here. We're talking about new music, not just that single, but a brand new track, which has just come out, called Laps Around the Sun.
That's the one.
And a new album, which you've just announced as well.
That's, yeah. Well, I'm announcing it now.
Hey,
yeah.
It's happening right now. Tell us what it's called.
The album is called Infinite Youth. Yeah,
that's very exciting. It's been a hot minute since we've had a big long body of work from you. What have you been cooking up behind the scenes?
Mostly this album, the classic second album. You know, it took a long time to deconstruct my old stuff and rebuild a new thing for myself. So a lot of that. As well as Merk, I'm also like a producer and composer. So I've been doing some film soundtracks and recording for bands and different things along the side.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, putting on your different hats.
Exactly, a couple different hats.
But we've firmly got the Merk hat on at the moment.
That's the one.
It's been really cool to see. I mean, God is such an awesome track. It's so I think what you said there about like deconstructing that first record, building it into something new, that is what that sounds like to me. And you've been doing these beautiful videos as well. Laps Around the Sun's also got a fantastic one. You've worked with Martin Sagadun, who I know you've worked with them before as well. And you've also worked with a few other cool people. Tell us a bit about the kind of like visual world you're creating with this, because it's very colourful, it's very fun, it's quite playful. What's going on when you think about sort of translating your songs into something visual?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's something that I think about quite a lot, and it's like very... very constructed, I would say. So like, for, I guess the, it's like summarizing something about the music that I can't actually explain in the music. And so, for example, this Laps Around the Sun video, it's very real life and very mundane in many ways and quite normal. And like, and that's something that, but I was trying to find, that's like the song to me is about finding beauty in mundane, normal boringness. And so trying to do that through the video was like quite important to me.
So how long have you been working on these tracks for? Have they been on the burner for a few years now, or are these like a recent bunch of ideas?
No, so they're like, a lot of them have been I've been working on them for a few years now, and actually the album was completed last year as we were kind of leading up to launching and touring and doing all this amazing stuff, and then COVID obviously hit and put a delay in things. But yeah, so now we're kind of ramping back up into that again.
We were just talking off air about one of the last times we had you in the studio was right before you were meant to head off to South by Southwest, and you know, we were all sort of thinking about this thing called COVID that we'd heard about, but it wasn't really a reality yet. And I think we all agreed that when South by Southwest was cancelled, that felt like a bit where everybody in New Zealand in the music scene was kind of like, oh, hang on a second, this is maybe going to be quite a big deal. How was that experience for you? Because South by is a pretty big thing to go to as a sort of emerging, to use that awful word, musician from New Zealand.
Totally, yeah, it was actually really big, and then it was like something that I had to kind of grapple with throughout the like eventual lockdown. The idea of like, I was like, you know, I'm a studio guy, so I don't like touring and stuff is, I really love it, but it's like studio is my environment, and I was like working myself into the mindset of touring and doing a lot of shows and traveling, and I got to the point where I was actually really excited about going, and really excited that I was taking my friends overseas and we're going to play these music, like these songs that I had spent so long working on, and it was all very cool. And so like actually to have that cancelled was quite disappointing. I remember like we were at a band practice and like on speakerphone to my manager, and he was just saying like, guys, I just don't think it's going to happen. Like, but this is before it got cancelled. And we were like, no, surely like we can figure like, and it was before we really knew the seriousness of COVID-19. And then, and then eventually got cancelled, and we played one show after like months of rehearsing and building a live set.
And it is actually quite a big thing to build yourself back up again from something like that, especially as you say, switching mindsets and switching gears as well, because they are very different things, being in the studio and being on the road. You did some really cool stuff over lockdown though. You did some sort of like home recording live stream situations from your house. How was that? Did you decide to do that?
That was super fun because I guess I had like worked up that energy of like performing, and so like, and it just felt, it was just like there was like some online Instagram festivals that were happening, and then I eventually just started doing it myself, and it became like almost like a late night show vibe. Where I was, would host friends, and then it was like, it was super special, and I hope one day that sort of medium can come back again into the Merc universe, but we'll see.
Yeah, it was a very interesting moment. I think everyone had all this energy as well that we were just you know, pumping into the online space.
Totally.
And it felt really comforting for me, at least, being able to see, you know, the bands that you'd normally go and catch on a Friday or something doing their thing in a new medium. It all felt like we really were in the same boat.
Totally. Yeah.
But this is a very good thing because we're talking about new music. We're in this position in New Zealand where we get to see it live. And also South By is coming back this year in a different context, this digital context.
That's right.
You're performing at that. How does that feel?
It feels good, yeah. We've just like, so we've We will be performing, but we have already performed. So we've recorded the live set, and yeah, with a really big band, and it was like super fun to put the set together and play to these cameras. Like, obviously very weird, but like
yeah.
super exciting. And yeah, I can't wait to see what it looks like and how it sounds. And yeah, should be fun.
It's going to be really exciting.
Mm.
So tell us a little bit more about Laps Around the Sun. You said you're kind of like thinking about these mundane ideas and finding the like fun and the joy and the sort of everyday stuff.
Totally.
When you're writing, when you're working on tracks and you've been working on them for quite some time, do you find your ideas around what a song is about change over that time that you sort of start on it?
In a way, but I think mostly it's more about understanding the initial idea, if that makes any sense. So like basically with songwriting, you know, we have a select number of, we only have a handful of syllables to kind of express very simply these really large ideas. And so I think a lot of, for this album and this song in particular, like the process was understanding what that idea was enough so that I could explain it very simply, and also understanding myself well enough so that I can explain how I'm feeling, which is quite hard to do in such a, like I say, in like such a small amount of words. So yeah, that was kind of the main process, I would say.
Yeah, totally. And that does take quite a lot of soul searching in some ways as well.
Totally. Soul searching and deep conversations with friends and just thinking about stuff and like stuff that doesn't necessarily look like writing or work.
Very exciting. We're going to have a listen to this track in just a minute, but if people are, you know, very you know, excitedly anticipating the release of Infinite Youth, the 9th of April is the time that they can get it. Pre-order through your Bandcamp page, is that the best place to go?
That's the one.
Awesome.
Exciting.
Hey Mark, thank you for coming in and chatting to us.
Thanks, guys.
Always
so nice.
A pleasure.
Always.
If people want to watch the video for this, where's the best place for them to go as well?
YouTube. Just Merc, Laps Around the Sun.
Excellent stuff. Let's have a listen.
Cool.
Laps around the sun, feels like I'm just getting older, always spinning faster into the plug hole revolver. Laps around the sun, look what we've done. Hey, everybody gets to have their fun when it's the weekend. Always spinning faster, happy and then I'm sad. It's just a cycle that keeps on repeating. Laps around the sun. Circling
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.